266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. During an hour-long press conference, President Biden addresses concerns about his candidacy, saying he's the most qualified person to run for president.
There's a long way to go in this campaign. And so I'm just going to keep moving. And because, look, I got more work to do. We got more work to finish.
He says he's not in this for his legacy.
My long time in the Senate had equipped me to have the wisdom to know how to deal with the Congress, to get things done. We got more major legislation passed that no one thought would happen. And I want to finish it.
More from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Interesting that at the end he made the point that there are other Democrats that he thinks could beat Donald Trump. But he argued that it's not that easy to start from scratch only 4 months from Election Day, which is an argument that his aides have been making behind the scenes as well.
Questions are also being asked about possible signs of decline from former President Donald Trump. CBS's Jake Rosen says Trump often rambles and slurs words on the campaign trail.
Many of the voters who I speak with repeat the same attack lines on Joe Biden's age that the former president does and seem to brush off concerns with the realization that anyone who Trump picks for a vice president and the people who Trump keeps around him are younger and more spry.
In an exclusive, CBS News has just learned that the federal authorities in Boston have opened a criminal investigation into Steward Healthcare, looking at allegations of fraud and potential violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Reporter Michael Kaplan says the company has no comment about today's story.
They previously told us that they always put patients first and said that they deny that there are any other considerations, i.e. profit, that go ahead of that. They also say that it's a challenging healthcare environment, and they've done everything they could to operate to the best of their ability.
A funeral has been held in Milwaukee for Devontae Mitchell, who died last month after hotel security detained him during what has been called a mental health episode. Mitchell's brother, Rendell Giles.
I'm going to miss my big brother, Devontae, dearly. You know, he was my right-hand man growing up. He was my protector. He always looked out for me, no matter what.
A lawsuit is filed over last September's death of a teenager after eating Pocky spicy chips in the manufacturer's One Chip Challenge. According to the autopsy, he died after eating a large quantity of chili pepper extract and also had a congenital heart defect. The company says the labeling says it's not for children or anyone with underlying health conditions. U.S. inflation cools again, potentially paving the way for the Fed to cut inflation interest rates soon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media is reviewing procedures after an edited version of an interview between talk show host Earl Ingram and President Biden aired last week. CEO Sage Weil tells Todd Albaugh the choice made in the moment won't happen again.
This was a first for us. This is our first presidential interview and the first time we've had these types of requests. And unfortunately, the judgment in the moment was not ideal. And so my job is to make sure that we prevent these types of mistakes going forward.
Ingram will stay on as host. Weil calls Ingram an invaluable voice for Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State is settling an open records lawsuit. Sarah Godlewski was appointed the same day Doug LaFollette resigned last year. Republicans are looking for evidence of a prior agreement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates today 1-0 at a matinee at American Family Field, 36,000 fans. Pittsburgh with one of the hottest young pitchers in baseball, Paul Skeens, just 22 years old, out of Fullerton, California, already headed to the All-Star game next week. That's Major League Baseball history. 1 year into the league, pitched a no-hitter through seven innings. Christian Yelich, headed to the All-Star game himself next week, went 0-for-4 today and talked about facing Paul Skeens.
experience?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff. He really did. He just did a good job pitching, honestly. Guys have velo in the major leagues, but, you know, just being able to pitch and kind of just throw anything at any time, it keeps you off balance. And, you know, I think we could have done a better job of getting him out of the game sooner. I think we let him off the hook with some at-bats there at the end where if we extended him, kind of realized what was happening, you know, we could have bought ourselves an extra inning or two.
It's the first series the Brewers have lost at home since April. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a few storms around, mostly clear overnight, a low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 80 degrees. And heating up into the low 80s with sunshine Saturday. Couple of storms possible Saturday night and Sunday, all the way to 90. Currently at 64 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We will replay Joe Biden in Madison last Friday and the Earl Ingram interview. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Turning and turning in the widening gear, the Falcon could not hear the Falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely the second coming is at hand. The second coming. Hardly are these words out when a vast image of Spiritus Mundi troubles my sight. Somewhere in the sands of the desert, a shape with lion body and the head of a man, a gaze blank and pitiless as the sun, is moving its slow thighs while all about it real shadows of the indignant desert birds. The darkness drops again, but now I know that 20 centuries of stony sleep were vexed to nightmare by a rocking cradle. And what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches towards Bethlehem to be born. That is the Second Coming by William Butler Yeats. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I am Jeff Smith. You're you. I cooked for a federal judge who had been a journalist. He had said that, well, you want to reserve the Second Coming type. And by the Second Coming type, he meant imagine a newspaper that was deciding its typeset, deciding its font size for its headline, when the Second Coming, from Bethlehem or otherwise, was arriving, it would be very large type. The New York Times may be waiting its sweet time. Used what I am going to characterize as the Second Coming type today. Its editorial reads, with 5,000 words, not 100, not 500, not 1,000, but 5,000 words. A newspaper that has been no friend to the current president of the United States, Joe Biden, including very, very recently, came out with an editorial. Its title, and I am going to read meaningful portions of it. I'm going to share meaningful portions of it with you. Donald Trump is unfit to lead. The editorial board of the New York Times, a group of opinion journalists whose views are informed by expertise, research, debate, and certain long-standing values. It is separate from the newsroom. Next week, for the third time in 8 years, Donald Trump will be nominated as the Republican Party's candidate for president of the United States. The once great political party now serves the interests of one man. A man is demonstrably unsuited for the office of president, as any to run in the long history of the Republic. A man whose values, temperament, ideas, and language are directly opposed to so much of what has made this country great. It is a chilling choice against this national moment. For more than two decades, large majorities of Americans have said they are dissatisfied with the direction of the country, and the post-COVID era of stubborn inflation, high interest rates, social division, and political stagnation has left many voters even more frustrated and despondent. The Republican Party once pursued electoral power and service to solutions for such problems, to building a shining city on a hill, as Ronald Reagan liked to say. Its vision of the United States, embodied in principled public servants like George H.W. Bush, John McCain, and Mitt Romney, was rooted in values of freedom, sacrifice, and individual responsibility in the common good. The party's conception of those values is reflected in its long-standing conservative policy agenda, and today many Republicans set aside their concerns about Mr. Trump because of his positions on immigration, trade, and taxes. But the stakes of this election are not fundamentally about policy disagreements. The stakes are more foundational. What qualities matter most in America's president and commander-in-chief? Mr. Trump has shown a character unworthy of the responsibility of the presidency. He has demonstrated an utter lack of respect for the Constitution, the rule of law, and the American people. Instead of a cogent vision for the country's future, Mr. Trump is animated by a thirst for political power, to use the levers of government to advance his interests, satisfy his impulses, and exact retribution against those who he thinks have wronged him. He is, quite simply, unfit to lead. Democrats are rightly engaged in their own debate about whether President Biden is the right person to carry the party's nomination into the election, given widespread concerns among voters about age-related fitness. This debate is so intense because of legitimate concerns that Mr. Trump may present a danger to the country, its strength, security, national character, and that a compelling Democratic alternative is the only thing to prevent his return to power. It's a national tragedy that Republicans have failed to have a similar debate about the manifest moral and temperamental unfitness of their standard bearer, instead setting aside their long-standing values, closing ranks, and choosing to overlook what those who worked most closely with the former president described as his systematic dishonesty, corruption, cruelty, and incompetence. The task now falls to the American people. We urge voters to see the dangers of a second Trump term clearly and to reject it. The stakes and significance of the presidency demand a person who has essential qualities and values to earn our trust, and on each one, Donald Trump fails. And then they enumerate, and I will enumerate along with them. For people just joining, we're listening to Tom Hartman's show. This is the New York Times second coming type. Donald Trump is unfit to lead. 5,000-word editorial released today, unlike any I have ever seen. I have not been alive forever, and I don't read everything. One, says the Times editorial board, moral fitness matters. Presidents are confronted daily with challenges that require not just strength and conviction, but also honesty, humility, selflessness, fortitude, and the perspective that comes from sound moral judgment. If Mr. Trump has these qualities, Americans have never seen them in action on behalf of the nation's interests. His words and actions demonstrate a disregard for basic right and wrong and a clear lack of moral fitness for the responsibilities of the presidency. And they go on in that section for a while about his lack of moral fitness. Two, principled leadership matters. Republican presidents and presidential candidates have used their leadership at critical moments to set a tone for society to live up to. Mr. Reagan faced down totalitarianism in the 1980s, appointed the first woman to the Supreme Court, and worked with Democrats on bipartisan tax and immigration reforms. George H.W. Bush signed the Americans with Disabilities Act, decisively defended an ally, Kuwait, against Iraqi aggression. George W. Bush, for all his failures on September 11th, did not stoke hate against or demonize Muslims or Islam. As a candidate during the 2008 race, Mr. McCain spoke out when fellow conservatives spread lies about his opponent, Barack Obama. Skipping a bit, Mr. Trump has demonstrated contempt for these American ideals. Again, Mr. Trump has demonstrated contempt for these American ideals. He admires autocrats, from Viktor Orban to Vladimir Putin to Kim Jong-un. He believes in the strong man model of power, a leader who makes things happen by demanding it, compelling agreement through force of will or personality. In reality, a strong man rules through fear and the unprincipled use of political might for self-serving ends, imposing poorly conceived policies that smother innovation, entrepreneurship, ideas, and hope. And they go on about his lack of principled leadership. Point three, character matters. Character is the quality that gives a leader credibility, authority, and influence. During the 2016 campaign, Mr. Trump's petty attacks on his opponents and their families led many Republicans to conclude that he lacked such character. Other Republicans, including those who supported the former president's policies in office, said they could no longer, in good conscience, back him for the presidency. It's a job that requires the kind of character he just doesn't have, says Paul Ryan, former Republican House Speaker. Four, presidents' words matter. And five, the rule of law matters. The danger from these foundational failings of morals and character, a principled leadership and rhetorical acts is never clear than in Mr. Trump's disregard for the rule of law, and they go on. The second coming type to stop this kind of second coming of Donald Trump. We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The second coming type indeed, 202-808-9925 is the telephone number of this program.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC, the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
We're back. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Show. I am Jeff Smith. Yeah, how I'm opening the show, and I will return to it. Is this, I think, once in a lifetime? I think maybe once in more than one lifetime. I would welcome a caller to let us know if there has ever been a New York Times editorial like this one. I don't believe there has. And the New York Times, as I said over the break, at least in this moment, at least in this day, and it, by the way, this didn't get written in a day, and it didn't get written in a week. And according to the reporting, it's actually been in the works for months. And even in the recent criticism of the current president and the, I think, too thirsty coverage over his age, which I think he's even motivated by a shared national fear over Donald Trump. That fear sometimes can sharpen the mind and sometimes can distract the mind. They have been working on this. I will share more portions. I think everybody in the United States, I now sound like my dad in so many ways. I shouldn't say it's embarrassing. I admire the guy, but he has said so much. He reads a lot. He reads more than I do. He reads more than just anybody. And he says, if just everybody would read this. I'm like, yeah, well, people don't. But now I will say, like my dad would say, people need to read this. And to help some of us read them, read it. And because not all of us have, I've been fired up this morning in a raspy voice. Excuse me. That I will take chances to read pieces to you. I read the opening and the closing and the key emboldened paragraphs of their five argument sections. But even embedded within it are critical reminders. It's hard for us to remember. It's hard for us to remember. I forget things all the time. I forget that he made fun of a journalist with a disability. I just forget. There's such a cascade of moments of lack of fitness that we forget. And my criticism of so much media, is they keep the same tone of voice. That the media that we can trust wants to be trustworthy. And the people who work in it to become journalists, they didn't do it because they wanted to work at private equity firms. They became journalists because they wanted to tell the truth to the world. And they work for organizations that are very often accountable to mechanisms that aren't just that mission. And when you want to be trustworthy, you want to be able to preserve that trustworthiness. I remember a brilliant opening by Ted Koppel. It's really brilliant. He was talking about Pol Pot, and he said, we should have saved some words. We have used words like tyrant, like villain, like genocide. He used all the most pointed words he could find to describe various activities, and therefore we haven't saved them up for someone like Pol Pot. We should have saved some words for Pol Pot. And I recognize, and in my better moments, I even empathize with journalists who say, we can't always use a second coming type. We can't always use a different tone of voice. If we use a different tone of voice all the time, we'll be crying wolf all the time. And people won't come when the wolf actually arrives. they'll think that we are saying the sky is falling. We have to make sure the sky is actually falling. Otherwise, we are Chicken Little, and we need to be Chicken Big. That if we use the higher part of our registers or the higher volume in our diaphragms, and we do that too often, we'll be Alex Jones. And people will need to stay away because they don't always want to be yelled at. They just want to know what's going on. They want to be a little bit smarter. They want to be a little more aware. They want to be a little bit better citizens. They don't want to vote with a little more knowledge. They're just trying to do their best, and we're just trying to do our best, and I get that. And my frustration over the past blank number of years has been that we haven't elevated our tone of voice, because this time it matters. This is like what Ted Koppel was talking about with Pol Pot. This is the time we have to be ready for the second coming time. We have to, the reason before the age of being able to do it all on computers, why you even had that font option available in a little metal piece that would go down on a printing press. Because the second coming might happen. Because someday we might have to say something louder and more powerful than we've ever said anything before. And similar to what France just did, where it's stuck with an unpopular prime minister to make sure the fascists didn't win. This country has to do that. And I've got to find the tone of voice that doesn't make me Alex Jones, even for a few days. And we've got to find our second coming time. We've got to find our collective spirit and method of communication that can puncture the attention of our family members and our friends who think because they disagree with us on a woman's right to choose, on marginal tax rates, on the vagaries of immigration policy, that therefore we have to disagree on Donald Trump. What we have to do is we have to find agreement on Donald Trump. We have to say, not this guy. Not this guy. And by the way, we will say, somebody called the other day and said, why is Joe Biden running again? This is his second coming type. He's running again because he sees it. I have absolutely no doubt if Donald Trump were not the nominee, Democrats would have a different nominee. What can each of us do? Today, the New York Times, I don't know what they're going to do tomorrow. This is not a lasting endorsement forever. But today, the New York Times lived up to the moment. How are we going to live up to the moment? I'll be back to you in another moment, 202-808-9925.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
On days like today, I am deeply grateful to be among you and to be with you, and we'll be back in a moment.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help.
They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News special report. President Biden took reporters' questions following the NATO conference in Washington, D.C. He addressed his mistake earlier in the day when he accidentally referred to President Zelensky as President Putin.
At the very end, I said, here, I mean, Putin. I said, no, I'm sorry, Zelensky. And then I added five other names.
The president was asked why he is staying in the race.
I think I'm the best qualified to win. But there are other people who could beat Trump, too. But it's awful start from scratch.
Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia's Center for Politics sees reactions being mixed.
I suppose, in a sense, people are grateful that the president got through an hour of this tough questioning in front of a large crowd. On the other hand, I don't think they were all that pleased at how well he did.
CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a black man killed during a struggle with security guards in Milwaukee last month say they don't want his case forgotten. Milwaukee is gearing up for next week's Republican National Convention. Devontae Mitchell's family says they saw security video of guards punching and kicking him, and he was not armed. It's not clear why Mitchell was at the hotel or why the confrontation started. Donald Trump has a 9-point lead among voters age 50 and older in Wisconsin. That's from a new poll from the AARP. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters are worried about Social Security and unhappy about the economy.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pat Sajak took his fortune and left the wheel. Vanna White stayed on to assist new host Ryan Seacrest, but there are rumors they aren't getting along. Is it true? Probably. Because White and Seacrest are working overtime doing things like eating dumpling soup in a restaurant together and posing for a canned photo for social media. White is under contract through 2026, but sources say she wants out sooner because she says, quote, "It is just too difficult to do this without Pat," end quote. Turn the letters? There is not good news on the horizon for Kevin Costner. His new Chapter 2 project, Horizon, an American Saga, did not perform well at the box office, or necessarily with critics. As a result, New Line Cinema and Territory Pictures have announced that Chapter 2 will not premiere in theaters as it was scheduled to do on August 16th. Instead, studios say the film can be ordered on demand July 16th and will drop on Max in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear skies overhead. Light winds, lower 60s expected by sunrise. Sunshine for Friday, highs near 80. Saturday, lower 80s. Storm chances heading into Saturday night. Currently 62 degrees.
One of the state's biggest and best farmers markets is right here in Waukesha. Join thousands of your neighbors this Saturday morning between 8 and noon at the corner of St. Paul and Madison along the Fox River. Fresh produce, crafts, flowers, food, and gift ideas of all kinds are on display and on sale. We'll check in live each Saturday morning on WAUK, too. Plan to stock up this Saturday at the Waukesha Farmers Market and stop by our WAUK tent to say hi and register to win a brand new Logger bike. We can't wait to see you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Join me Friday. My good friend Sandy Williams will be here to close out the week. We'll continue our deep dive on Project 2025 and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Some lines, because I'd like to know if anybody remembers an editorial that spent 5,000 words, used the second coming type, in five sections. Basically, that's five sections, each of which are their own or mini editorial. If anyone remembers this, it is a coarse manifest. It is coarse, justified, I should say. It will, of course, be derided by the cult that has supported Donald Trump. Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? What'd they miss? 202-808-9925. I can think of one thing they missed. But let's go to, and if you missed it, by the way, that headline is Donald Trump is unfit to lead. I am trying to put at least a little bit of gravity in my voice to resemble the gravity of their headline. As you scroll, when you go to it, it opens. You have to scroll down to get to the headline. The first, it just has a page, the first screenshot on my laptop. It just says, there's a New York Times at the top, and then it just says, he is dangerous in word, deed, and action. And you have to scroll down another page. And then it's another, just one page, and all it says on that page, you don't even see the New York Times anymore. That was just the top of the whole scroll. All my screen says right now is, he put self over country. And you scroll down more, you get to another thing. Again, blank screen except for, he loathes the laws we live by. And you scroll down a little bit more, and then it says, opinion, Donald Trump is unfit to lead. What is the closest thing you've seen the second coming type as this? I'm genuinely curious. But before we do that, and let's do a speed round. People are waiting patiently. Let's do Randy from Huntington Beach, California. Beautiful place to live.
Good morning to you. Last night in Los Angeles, the Rolling Stones packed 70,000 person stadium on a work night. The people turned out to support the Stones. It was high energy rock and roll from a group that hasn't let up since before I was old enough to listen to rock and roll. They're so old that before the show, someone was spreading the rumor that Joe Biden was going to sit in on drums. And that was me. Now, quite frankly, the Stones kicked butt. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen. 50 years ago, I used to interview bands and write concert reviews. Ronnie Woods is so old, he makes Rick Scott, that cadaver-like governor from Florida, look alive. He makes Biden look like a teenager. So you might be wondering, why aren't these rockers sitting back in their rockers and enjoying their well-earned legacy? And how are they so damn good after all these years? Well, the answer is they have talent. They have surrounded themselves with really good people. They formed a tight band just like Biden. And yesterday, Jeff, you asked for word of the day. And from this moment forward, this word needs to be never again Republican. These people need to be spanked for their attack on our Constitution, their attack on our election, their attack on the rule of law. They need to be spanked for their attack on democracy. And we do that with votes. These people are corrupt. They've ripped off voter rolls. They've installed Supreme Court justices who are corrupt. They've stripped away human rights from 51% of our population. Right now, this is time for Biden's performance review. And except for a 90-minute debate, the last 3.5 years have been solid. Best economy, more jobs, more good bills to help more Americans than any other president in my lifetime. So why has Biden been so successful? The answer is the same as the Stones. They have talent. Both Biden and the Stones work hard. They surround themselves with quality people. Let's think about what Trump is known for. He's known for bankruptcies, adultery. About a dozen of advisors are convicted felons, and he's mostly known for two words, you're fired. Biden, on the other hand, has been successful because he's dedicated his life to public service. Even with a divided Congress, Biden has passed some of the most significant legislation since the Clean Water Act, Clean Air Act, and Voting Rights Act.
He's been effective, efficient, and good for America. We won't get no satisfaction if Trump is elected. The stakes are just too damn high. Now, I'm going to end with this. You can't always get what you want, but if we knock on doors, make some calls, and get out and vote, America can get what she needs. I'm going to vote for Biden. As I said last week, and as you reiterated, even if Biden was paralyzed from the neck down like Captain Pike on Star Trek and could only answer questions by blinking his eyes, he'd still be a better president than Trump because Biden has the qualities we need for leadership. He's not going to run a 50-yard dash. He's not going to win a marathon. He's not going to win a half-pipe competition in skiing, but he's a damn good president. End of rant.
Randy, meeting the moment, thank you so much. I heard your word of the day. The smartest group of listeners in talk media, thank you for doing it. I want to go to the next call. All I can do is applaud. Let's go to Dave from Federal Way. You're on the air, Dave.
Hey, Jeff. Look, as far as, you know, the article, I totally agree with you that the New York Times finally did justice showing how unfit Trump is. But look, Trump and Biden might have the same problem, and it relates to Project 2025. Republicans keep saying that Project 2025 has nothing to do with Trump. All right, he has his own agenda. They keep trying to peddle that narrative, but look, it's not. Why President Biden and Donald Trump might have the same problem is what Chairman Xi said to Joe Biden, reportedly. He said that the American system doesn't adapt quick enough to the challenges in the world. And here's the thing is, if you look, China is being labeled right now they're being labeled a direct enabler, but they might be labeled a direct participant.
Help me connect the point. I hear on the Project 2025, but I lost the thread, man. Yes. So finish your point for me.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is, under George Bush, we had 8 years of authoritarianism. Every president and every politician after that have been conditioned to that. They cannot, like Joe Biden cannot think fast enough. I mean, he really can't. He criticized the media for saying,
and forgive me, you're saying that,
yeah,
that there is, that we have had an authoritarian challenge in the United States, and therefore, what do you think nothing is at stake in this presidential election? I guess I'm missing your therefore.
All right, Project 2025. If Donald Trump ever had any one cogent thought, is he was smart enough to realize that the authoritarian system that George Bush put in place, people still desire it. People still want it.
All right, you made your point, Dave. At least to the extent I can understand, but I appreciate the call. I'm going to go to the next call, Larry from Los Angeles.
Kudos, Jefferson, for bringing the New York Times editorial to our attention. I will be sending that out to my email list later on today.
And forgive my interjection, that is a thing, right? Each of us have our kind of wonder, well, should I, so many of us are disengaged from political discussions with people with whom we disagree in our families and our networks, right? This is a thing I think is worth sharing, right? This is worth saying when you have that broader than Thanksgiving email list, and you don't, and some of us are willing to share lots and lots, and some people kind of, this is something, I like what you just said, I hadn't thought of that. Share it to broader email lists. This is worth it. All right, go ahead. Forgive me.
No problem. I am chomping at the bit to get to see that on the internet today. The point of my call is Josh Marshall at Talking Points Memo. He raises the issue of the power of the incumbent, and he talks about how if we switch horses in the middle of the stream, we're going to lose that power. So I tried to find the article, but I couldn't. But you can look it up on Talking Points Memo website and read it for yourself. It's quite powerful.
No, the power of the incumbency is a real thing.
Yeah. And so my parting shot right now is it possible, if it became necessary, for Mr. Biden to postpone the election if there were an emergency? And I will take my call off the air. Thank you so much.
I think the short answer is no. And I think the reason the short answer, and if I'm thinking in practical terms, even given people have called after the Supreme Court saying, well, now the Supreme Court has given such immunity and power to the presidency, can't the president do blank, right? And it tends to mean the unfortunate thing. And this I read this morning, and I wish I would have read it 3 years ago. And who am I borrowing it from? I have to look it up to see who I'm borrowing it from. I'm borrowing it. I'm sure because I'm not referencing them, I'm stealing it. But it said the Trump story has been covered as a political story. It needed to be covered as a crime story. And so it actually just protects crimes. The reason I say no.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The reason I say no is because the election calendar is also state by state by state by state, and the president doesn't get to decide all those.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from, that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep it
clean. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker, I'll tell you that.
Thanks. Wow, that's unbelievable. Impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
George is back from the beach. He's sitting right here. What are you doing? He is splayed out somehow longer than even his body length. How do you do that, George? Did you know that your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower, older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients. Tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Something you will love: you can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of cod crispies. The dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/tom or text THOM to 511-511. Again, text TOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. George is a good boy. We are back. Let us go to Alfredo from Mountain View, California. You're on the air, Alfredo. At least I think you are. All right, let's go to Joseph from Manhattan Beach, California. You're on the air, Joseph. Let's give it one more chance. Let's try Monica from Texas. Go ahead, Monica. All right, we will try to address that issue in just a moment. We opened the show talking about the New York Times editorial, and I know that we are in this tug and pull between this, and I think really legitimate people. I think smart, well-meaning people motivated for the same objective can have differing views. My dad and I have differing views. And I'm not convinced he's wrong. To be really clear, I do not hold my view firmly or with great confidence. The best data that I can consider is that incumbents usually beat the person who is not the incumbent. Usually beat challengers. Not every time. Jimmy Carter lost, but incumbents usually win. Second, that candidates who only have a little bit of time to prepare, knowing there's always something. You know, I'll tell you what I was thinking about last night. I think about last night when I was taking a shower. Yeah, I will mark my thoughts of the day based on my content of my activity at the moment. When I was getting ready to and then taking my shower. Last night, yes, I take a shower at night. I don't like to go to bed dirty. And I was thinking about the tan suit. I was thinking about Obama's tan suit. I think the tan suit is an important story. And the reason the tan suit is an important story is because of how unimportant it was and what lessons we should draw from it. And that lesson is, it's going to be something. The tan suit, the point when the tan suit story became a story, and then people make fun of it, usually the way they make fun of it is like, oh, isn't that so dumb? Isn't it so dumb that they're making fun of the tan suit, or they're making an issue of the tan suit, and that's not a story, and that just shows they're dum-dums. And I'm really conscious of the dum-dum critique. I am really skeptical of its lasting effectiveness. Because I'm a dum-dum about any number of things. And when somebody doesn't know something, I want to help them know something. When I don't know something, I want to know something. I don't want to characterize people as the dum-dums or the not dum-dums, because, by the way, I want a lot of dum-dums to be with me, either to help me be less dumb or at least help accomplish something. I'm with the dum-dums. And sometimes I'm one of them. So I don't really like the, oh, they're a bunch of dum-dums critique. I think it's lazy. I think it's elitist. I think it's arrogant. And I think it's unstrategic. And in the aftermath, and I will say that again, I'm sure, it is one of my soapbox staples, I'm realizing. I don't say it that much, but I feel it a lot of the time. And that the critique over the tan suit story is all that a bunch of dum-dums focusing on important stuff. That to me is not the salient point. The salient point isn't just that they're dumb. The point was that it was able to become a story. The point is distribution. Why does Coca-Cola win? Why is it hard to get a new soda to unseat a major brand? It's a distribution problem. Why is Paramount merging with Skydance? Why are valuable content properties hurting? It's a distribution problem, the age of Netflix. Why is this show so appreciated, at least by me? Why is free speech TV so important? Why is right-wing radio so prevalent? It's a distribution problem. And when you have distribution, you can get a bunch of people to do a bunch of stuff. Not because they're dum-dums, but because you can help make them dum-dums. Because each of us have that propensity. None of us knows everything. Particularly when your distribution is media and persuasion. The point isn't the tan suit. The point was that they had nothing. They had nothing that they could go after Obama over. But the real truth is, you never have nothing. There is always something. And if there isn't something, they'll invent something. And so when come up with the tan suit and with Donald Trump, they'll just make up stories. Make some up. Every week, maybe every day, just makes them up. So I offer this in part because to some degree this is Fight Church, to some degree this is Training Day, to some degree this is each of us trying to make one another a little strategically and tactically smarter so we can have a stronger and smarter pro-democracy movement. And that is a tenet, that is a element of the dynamic that I think we should be aware of. But it also plays in to the current dynamic. If there is a new candidate, there will be something. We just don't know what it was. We know Biden's something. He old. But again, that doesn't resolve it. The only thing I'm sure of is we got to stick together. We got to beat Donald Trump, whoever the nominee is. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Waba.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area in hour number two, the Executive Director of Gathering Waters and Land Trust Days. Don't miss it.
Matinee on air, weekday mornings at 10.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.